Om Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of kyom.org, the next program is Yoga, Spiritual Discourse. In this, you are about to listen Vibhuti, presented by Sri Ramakrishna. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Listen. స్థూల స్వరూప సూక్ష్మ అన్వయార్థవత్వ సంయమాద్ భూతజయః. స్థూల స్వరూప సూక్ష్మ అన్వయార్థవత్వ సంయమాద్ భూతజయః. స్థూల స్వరూప సూక్ష్మాన్వయార్థవత్వ సంయమాద్ భూతజయః. స్థూల స్వరూప సూక్ష్మ అన్వయార్థవత్వ సంయమాత్ భూతజయః. యూ విల్ గెయిన్ ది కంట్రోల్ ఆఫ్ భూతాస్ ది ఎలిమెంట్స్ బై స్థూల స్వరూప సూక్ష్మాన్వయవర్తవ సంయమాత్. ది రిలేషన్షిప్ బిట్వీన్ ది స్థూల స్వరూప అండ్ ది సూక్ష్మ స్వరూప, దేర్ యూ బై మెడిటేటింగ్ ఆన్ ది సెటిల్నెస్ యూ విల్ గెయిన్ దట్. తత్ర పార్థివాద్యా శబ్దాదయో విశేషాః సహకారాదిభిః ధర్మైః స్థూల శబ్దేన పరిభాషితః ఏతద్ భూతానాం ప్రథమ రూపం ద్వితీయం రూపం స్వసామాన్యం. సో పార్థివాద్యా పృథ్వీ ఎక్సెట్రా ఆల్ ది ఎలిమెంట్స్ ఇన్ ది వరల్డ్ దేర్ శబ్దాదయో విశేష శబ్ద స్పర్శ ఎక్సెట్రా దే ఆర్ ది ఆట్రిబ్యూట్స్ గుణాస్ ఆఫ్ దోస్ each of those elements sahakaradivihi dharmaihi which are the sahakari dharmas in all that sthula shabdena visheshaah it is that which vishesha means that which differentiate. See, five elements shabda and the sabda exist in the space. In the next vayu shabda and sparsha exist. Now in the fire shabda sparsha roopa all the three exist. We are talking about the vishesha guna. Only shabda in the space, only sparsha in the vayu, only the swarupa of the fire, because this is the vishesha guna. Sabdadyo visheshaah sahakaradibhi dharmaihi saha. Sahakaradibhi means with other the attributes. Sthula shabdena, that is what is called as sthula shabda. Sthula, gross means their attributes with all the elements with all its attributes. Etad bhutanam pratham rupam, this is the first form of the bhuta. Dvitiyam rupam so samanyam, and the second stage of the bhutas is what we see. Whatever we say as earth, whatever we say as fire, that is the second form of the bhutas. Murti bhumihi, మూర్తి భూమిహి స్నేహో జలం ఏవన్నిహి ఉష్ణత వాయు ప్రణామి సర్వతో గతిర్ ఆకాశ ఇది ఏదత్ స్వరూప శబ్దేన ఉచ్యతే. సి వాట్ ఇస్ స్వరూప? సి ప్రీవియస్లీ ఇన్ ది ఫస్ట్ ఇంట్రొడక్షన్ యు సే పార్థివాదే శబ్దాది విశేష సహకారి ధర్మై స్థూల శబ్దేన, దెన్ యు సే దట్ ఇస్ ది స్వరూప. వాట్ ఇస్ స్వరూప? వాట్ ఇస్ ది నేచర్ ఆఫ్ దోస్ ఎలిమెంట్స్? మూర్తి భూమి, మూర్త ద్రవ్య, భూమి ఇస్ Prithvi is that which has form. Sneho jalam, water is that which has the attribute, ability to make wet or combine two things, make two things come into contact. Bahir ushtata, the fire has heat as its property. Pranami, vayu has the flow as its attribute. సర్వతో గతి ఆకాశ, ఆకాశ హ్యాస్ ఇట్స్ ఆట్రిబ్యూట్ ప్రాపర్టీ దట్ విచ్ ఇస్ ఆల్ పర్వేడింగ్. దీస్ ఆర్ ది స్వరూప నేచర్ ఆఫ్ ఈచ్ ఆఫ్ దీస్ ఎలిమెంట్స్. అస్య సామాన్యస్య శబ్దాదయో విశేష, ఫార్ దీస్ సామాన్య శబ్ద ఎక్సెట్రా ఆర్ విశేష. శబ్ద గుణకం స్పర్శ గుణకం ఆర్ ది విశేష. శబ్ద స్పర్శ రూప రస గంధ ఆర్ ఫార్ ఈచ్ ఆఫ్ దీస్ ఎలిమెంట్స్ ఆర్ విశేష. తథా చ ఉక్తం, దట్ ఇస్ వాట్ ఇస్ సెడ్, ఏక జాతి సమన్విత సమన్వితానాం ఏషాం ధర్మమాత్ర వ్యావృత్తిః. ఏక జాతి సమన్వితానాం, ఏక జాతి సమన్వితానాం మీన్స్ దట్ విచ్ ఇస్ ఎగ్జిస్టింగ్, Dharma Matra Vyavarti means its own special attribute, whatever is its own special property, whatever is, that is the only thing which differentiates each of these. But otherwise, everything has everything. When you take Vedanta Panchikarna, in Vayu, you have all the other elements also. Vayu is the major portion. In Prithvi, the earth is the major portion. All the other elements also exist. Otherwise, you will not be able to, if the other elements don't exist, you will not be able to burn the wood. If it does not exist, you don't see fire in that. It's in subtle form. You don't see. But if it doesn't exist, then you will not be able to burn it. Iti samanya vishesha samudayo atra dravyam. And that samanya and vishesha samudaya, the group, samudaya means the group, of the grouping of samanya, general, and vishesha, the special, is called dravya. Dishtohi samuha pratyastamita bheda avayava anugataha shariram vriksho yutam vanam iti. Dishtohi samuha. What is samuha? Dushtaha. That which is in different states. Pratyastamita bheda avayava anugataha. Where the bhedas are that which settle in itself. Shariram, body. Vrikshaha, tree. Yutam, group of people. Vanam, group of trees. Shabdena upata bheda avayava anugataha samuha. Shabdena upata bheda avayava anugataha. Whatever through the shabda, which you can separate, their whole exists, when they are made into group, that is called samuha. Ubhaye deva manushyaha. You have grouped two different things, deva and manushya. Ubhaye deva manushya, deva and manushyas, deities and human beings. Like that you have grouped. Samuhasya deva eko bhagha, manushya dvitiyo bhagha. One part, avayava bhaga, is deities. The other part of that group is manushya. It's like set. In a set, in max, you say set and subset. One subset is manushya. The other subset is deva. And these both subsets make a set. Vibhaga abhya vidiyo bhagaha tabhyam eva abhidhyate samuha. So this is what is called, this superset is what is called as samuha. Sacha bheda abheda vyakshitaha. And this is both said as different, and it is also said as one. When you called Amranam Vanam Brahmanam Sangha, when you say Amranam Vanam, the grove of mango, mango is separate. Mango tree is one. If you call it a grove, then many mango trees make a grove. That is samuha, that is group. And Brahmanam Sangha, one person is Brahmana. Group of Brahmanas is Sangha. Sangha of Brahmanas. Amranam, Amravanam, Brahmana Sangha iti. And that is what is termed. Group of people is called Brahmana Sangha. Group of trees of mango is called Amravanam. Mango forest, mango grove, like that. Sir, punaha dividaha. That again is two types. Yuta siddha avayavaha, ayuta siddha avayavaha. Avayavascha, yuta siddha avayavaha, samuho vanam sanghaiti. Ayuta siddha avayavaha, sanghata shariram vriksha paramanurti. So, that which is yuta siddha and ayuta siddha. Yuta siddha means where there is a difference, there is a gap in between two. That is called yuta siddha. Well, when there is no gap between two, that is called Ayuta Siddha. In Ayuta Siddha Aveva, this grouping that can be of two types. That which has a Yuta Siddha and that which has a Ayuta Siddha. Group can also be of two types. One is Yuta Siddha and the other is Ayuta Siddha. Yuta Siddha is that which has separation, that which has gap. Ayuta Siddha means there is no gap. For example, for Yuta Siddha group is a group of trees. Group of people. Example for Ayuta Siddha is body. In the body, hands, fingers, nails, hair, head, all are different. You don't say each of them to be body. They all make a body. You don't say just hand to be body. Hand is a part of body. They are avayava. But when the avayava are inseparable, they are called ayuta siddha. When they are separable, it is called yuta siddha. Sangataha, ayuta siddha avayavaha, sangataha, shariram, drikshaha, paramanu, ruti. Tree also is ayuta siddha. In tree, you have different parts. Its stem, its branch, its leaves, its fruit, flower, etc. Paramanu, paramanu, there is no, you cannot differentiate, you cannot break it into pieces. Ayuta siddha avayavo, avayava bhedanugataha, samuha dravyamiti patanjali edat swarupam iti yuktam. So Patanjali Maharshi, he says this ayuta siddha, that which has difference, that which can be separated, that which is inseparable, this group is what he calls as dravya. Atha kim yesham, and that is what is called as swarupa also. Kim atha kim yesham sukshma rupam tanmatram bhutakaranam tasya eko avayavaha paramanu. Samanya visheshatma ayuta siddha avayava veda anugataha samudahi iti. Sukshma rupam tanmatram bhutakaranam. It's sukshma, esham sukshma rupam. These, for these, earth, etc. The subtle form is tanmatra. Only that is tat. Matra is tanmatra. Only that element exists in that. There is no mixture of anything else. Only the element, whatever you are talking about, earth means only that paramount of the earth exists. There is no mixture of anything else. Bhutakam. That is the cause for each of these bhutas. Tasya yeko avayavaha paramanu. And that tanmatra, one part is paramanu. Group of tanmatras can make that element. But still, one paramanu is one part of that tanmatra. One part of that element also. Samanya visheshatma yuta siddha avayava bheda anugataha samudaya. When in this paramanu, in this group, there is the samanya general attribute and there is the special attribute. When they come into contact, then that is called samudaya. Evam sarva tanmatrani eta tritiyam. And like that, the other tanmatras also. This is the third state. Atha bhutanam chatutha rupam. Now we are talking about the fourth state of the bhutas elements. Khyati kriya sthiti shilaha gunaha karya swabhava anupatino anya vash anya shabdena uktaha. Khyati, that which has illumining power, knowledge, which is sattva guna. Kriya, that which has a function, which is rajo guna. Sthiti, that which is lazy, dumb, which is attribute of tamo guna. Shilaha gunaha, this is the nature of gunas. Karya swabhava anupatino, it exists in the karya. Whatever karya, it can be either sattva, rajas or tamas. It exists in that. Anya anvaya shabdena uktaha, that is what is called as anvaya, that is what is pointed to as anvaya, that which is there interluding in all these objects. Atha esham panchamurum, this is the fourth, this quality of these gunas which is there in all the object is called anvaya. This is the fourth state. Atha esham panchamam rupam arthavatvam bhoga apavargartata. The fifth stage is its usefulness. Usefulness in giving you bhoga or moksha. Guneshu anvayini gunaha. Gunaha tanmatra bhuta bhutikeshu bhutikeshu iti sarvam arthavat. Guneshu anvayini gunaha. In the gunas exist. And they exist in the bhuta and bhautika, whatever exists in the world. And they are for everything, for the use of the purusha, for his bhogan moksha. That's the use. Teshu idani bhuteshu panchasu pancharupeshu sanyamat tasya rupasya swarupa darshanam jayancha pragruhoti. If you are able to do sanyama in all these five different states of the elements, then you will be able to gain the knowledge of this, its nature of all, each of these elements. If you are able to gain the knowledge of the nature of each of these elements, you will be able to control the nature of those elements. You'll be able to control the elements. Tatra panchabhuta swarupani jitva bhuta jayam bhavati. Once you understand the nature of the panchabhutas, you'll be able to control the panchabhutas, the five elements. Therefore, tajayat vatsa anusarinya iva gavo asya sankalpana vidhayinyo bhuta prakrutayo bhavanti. When you gain control over all these elements, then you take the calf, the mother cow also follows the calf. Like that, when you have the control over the elements, the prakriti, which is the elements basically, that will also be under your control. You can create anything, you can destroy anything, you can transform anything. So, that power you will be able to gain. Tato animadi pradurbhavaha kaya sampat. Tato animadi pradurbhavaha kaya sampat. Animadi pradurbhavaha kaya sampat.
Tato animadi
तद्धर्मान् अभिघातश्च तद्धर्मान् अभिघातश्च तद्धर्म अनभिघातश्च ततो अणिमादि प्रादुर्भावः काय संपत् तद् धर्म अनभिघातश्च ततो अणिमादि प्रादुर्भावः काय संपत् तद् धर्म अनभिघातश्च ततः व्हेन यू गेन कंट्रोल ओवर ऑल दीज elements, animadi pradurbhavaha. You will gain these accomplishments called anima, etc. We'll see each of these siddhis, anima, magima, mahima, we'll see each of them. That is called kaya sampati, attainment of the body, the totality of the body. The body, it can, these are the physical transformations which can gain in the, these are siddhis for the bodies. You can convert the body in different states, different ways. These are for the body. Tad dharman dharma anabhigatascha. And because of that, these siddhis, the dharmas of each of these, the attributes of each of these elements will not be preventing you. See, what is the nature of the earth wall? It will prevent you from passing through it. Wall or anything is required, is created to prevent you to enter it. A door is to prevent people entering it if it's closed. But these things won't matter for this person who has gained these siddhis. He can walk through the wall. He can swim on the earth. He can fly anything. There is no problem. Tatra anima bhavati anu. So what are these siddhis? Anima, the first siddhi is, he becomes atom-sized. He becomes very, very small. Atom-sized. Mlaghima, lagur bhavati. Laghima is next siddhi, where he becomes very light, weightless. Mahima, mahan bhavati. The third siddhi is mahima. He becomes huge, big. Prapti, angulya grena api sprishati chandramasam. Prapti means, he becomes so tall that he can just touch the, not tall, he can just touch the moon with his hand. He can gain anything. Prapti means he can attain anything. Prakamyam icha anabhigataha bhutau unmajati nimajati yasavudake. Prapti means prakamyam. The next word is prakamyam. Prakamyam means whatever he desires, he'll gain that. He can take a dip, not in water, not in Gangaji. He can take a dip in the earth itself. He can just go in the earth and he can come up without any prevention, without any obstacle. Vashitvam, the next siddhi is Vashitvam, Bhutavodikeshu Vashibhavati, Avasyascha Anyesham. So, Bhuta and Bhautika, everything control comes under his control. Nothing is under control for the others, but for this yogi, everything will be under his control. ఈశిత్వం. ఈశిత్వం మీన్స్ తేషాం ప్రభాప్యయో ప్రభాప్యే వ్యూహానాం ఈష్టే. ఈశిత్వం మీన్స్ హీ క్యాన్ క్రియేట్ థింగ్స్, హీ క్యాన్ డిస్ట్రాయ్ థింగ్స్, హీ కంట్రోల్ ఓవర్ ఆల్ ది భూతాస్ అండ్ భౌతికాస్. హీ క్యాన్ క్రియేట్ అ న్యూ లివింగ్ బీయింగ్, హీ క్యాన్ డిస్ట్రాయ్ ది ఓల్డ్ లివింగ్ బీయింగ్, ఎనీథింగ్. ఎత్ర కామ అవాయ ఎత్ర కామ అవసాయిత్వం సత్య సంకల్పతయా యథా సంకల్ప తథా భూత ప్రకృతీనాం అవస్థానం. సి కామవసాయిత్వం మీన్స్ సిన్స్ హీ హ్యాస్ ఇచ్చాశక్తి, ది విల్, హిస్ డిజైర్ ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్, వాట్ ఎవర్ హీ విల్స్, వాట్ ఎవర్ హీ డిజైర్, దట్ విల్ బికమ్ ఫ్రక్టిఫైడ్, దట్ విల్ బికమ్ ఫ్రూట్ఫుల్. లైక్ వేర్ ఎవర్ హీ డిజైర్స్ హీ విల్ గో దేర్. భూత ప్రకృతీనాం అవస్థానం, విత్ వేర్ ఎవర్ హీ వాంట్స్ టు ఎగ్జిస్ట్ హీ విల్ గో దేర్ అండ్ హీ కెన్ ఎగ్జిస్ట్ దేర్. నచ శక్తోపి పదార్థ విపర్యాసం కరోతి. బట్ దో దీస్ these siddhis one gains, this yogi, he can create anything new, he can destroy anything new. He has the power. Ishitram means he has the power equivalent to God. Though he has those powers to create and destroy, he will not convert anything, he will not try to change anything. That is why in the stories of knowledgeable people, jnanis, they say when you release people, they take dead people to him. There is a story in the life of Harishchandra. His son is dead, so his wife is separated from him, so his wife takes him to somebody, says, okay, now he is dead, please protect him, please revive him. That realized soul, he says, okay, go around, bring me one handful of rice, that's what is easily available everywhere, okay, wheat or rice, whatever. So one handful of some food grain. Okay, 1 minute, I'll just bring. No, wait. There is a clause. You didn't read the star. Conditions apply, they say. You put a small star in all the advertisement. Conditions apply. What is that star? In that house, there should be no one who is dead. If you bring one handful of grain, I will revive him. But in whichever house you are bringing it from, there should be no one who is dead in that house. Not now, not before, not later. All the 3 points of time. Now, where can one find a house where there is no one who was dead? So, that is why the thing is, he will not transform anything, he will not change anything in this creation. Kasmat, why does he not? He has the power, he should change. If I have the power, I will change this, I will change that. People say different things. I will make people, I'll destroy the hunger in the people. People say that. But why he will not change? Anyasya etra kama avasayinaha purvasiddhasya tathabhutesh sankalpaditi. This creation is a sankalpa, is created through the will of a siddha who has gained the siddhi previously before him. And he is Ishvara. His wish he will not change. ఏతాని అష్టవ ఐశ్వర్యాని. దీస్ ఎయిట్ ఆర్ కాల్డ్ ఐశ్వర్యాస్. అష్ట సిద్ధీస్ ఆర్ అష్ట ఐశ్వర్యాస్. కాయ సంపత్ వక్ష్యమానా. నెక్స్ట్ ఇస్ కాయ సంపత్, ది అటైన్మెంట్ ఆఫ్ ది బాడీ. వాట్ ఇస్ దట్? తద్ధర్మాణిఘాతశ్చ. ది ధర్మాస్, ది నేచర్ ఆఫ్ దీస్ బాడీ ఎక్సెట్రా, దట్ విల్ నాట్ బి, ఆర్ ది ఎలిమెంట్స్ ఎక్సెట్రా, దట్ విల్ నాట్ ప్రివెంట్ హిమ్. వాట్ ఇస్ దట్? పృథ్వీ మూర్త్యా న నిరునద్ధి యోగిన. శరీరాది క్రియా శిలామపి అనుప్రవిశతి. ది పృథ్వీ, ది ఎర్త్, ఇట్ ఇస్ సాలిడ్. ఇట్ విల్ నాట్, దో ఇట్ ఇస్ సాలిడ్, ఇట్ విల్ నాట్ ప్రివెంట్ ది యోగి ఫ్రమ్ ట్రావెలింగ్ త్రూ ఇట్. తథా న ఆపః స్నిగ్ధ క్లేదయంతి. ది వాటర్ విల్ ఆల్సో నాట్ మేక్ హిమ్ వెట్. న అగ్నిర్ ఉష్ణో దహతి. ది ఫైర్ విల్ నాట్ బర్న్ హిమ్. న వాయు ప్రణామి వహతి. ది వాయు విల్ నాట్ క్యారీ హిమ్ వితౌట్ హిస్ విల్. అనావరణాత్మకే అపి ఆకాశే భవతి ఆవృతకాయ సిద్ధానామపి అదృశ్యో భవతి. ది ఎర్త్, ది స్పేస్, వాట్ ఇస్ ది నేచర్ ఆఫ్ స్పేస్? ఇట్ హాస్ నో వీలింగ్. It will not cover anything. It will not hide anything. Though this space is that, this yogi, he will defy that law, that nature of the earth, space. He will become invisible. So, he will go against the nature of all this. He has the power to go against the nature of all these elements. Because all these elements are under his control. You'll see. ఓం పూర్ణమద పూర్ణమిదం పూర్ణా పూర్ణముదచ్యతే పూర్ణస్య పూర్ణమాదాయ పూర్ణమేవాశిష్యతే. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతి.